hurry. Now I'm mad. The world's at your command. Ooh, he's a real nowhere man, living in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for no.
Thank you, Tommy. Thank you. God bless you, Tommy. God bless you.
There we go. So that one was from 1968, the Beatles' sixth Christmas record. That one's kind of fun. It's like I said, they were all sending in their individual contributions there. You've got Paul McCartney singing a little song, George Harrison hanging out with Tiny Tim, John with Crazy Yoko, and Ringo in there at one point. And, of course, snippets of the White Album, which was big in 1968. So at this point, they've already taken their LSD and they've gone off and done the White Album and produced Magical Mystery Tour and Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. So what was left for the Beatles to do in 1969 but to break up? So by the time Christmas came around in 1969, the Beatles sadly had broken up, issued on the 19th of December 1969 with the same producer, Kenny Everett. They sent in their individual contributions, a little visit with Lennon and his wife Yoko at their estate, Tittenhurst. And they play some little games. Harrison and Ringo Starr appear briefly, and one of them is basically there to put in a plug for his recent movie. And then McCartney comes in and says a couple of things. And then Yoko Ono interviews John Lennon. So at this point, it's the Beatles plus Yoko, and the band has broken up, and it's the final Beatles Christmas record from 1969. We're going over a little, going over 3 p.m. a little bit with the Beatles because of that little flub from the 1967 Beatles Christmas record not being available on the internet anymore. They took it down for some reason. I think it's because of the game shows and the stuff that they do in there, but I played the Christmas Time Is Here Again song, which is featured prominently throughout the fifth Christmas record. So going into 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, I'm going to play the Phil Spector album from the 60s. So right now, the Beatles' seventh Christmas record, and then I'm going to go right into Phil Spector's Christmas album, which is a fantastic album from the 60s of Motown and some great covers of Christmas songs. So thanks for listening to Freeform Radio. Thanks for listening to WMFO in Medford. Thanks for listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle. I've been here with you since 2007 on the air, and I've come in, done Christmas Eve, I've done Christmas Day a couple of times. It's been a long time since I did Christmas Day. I think I was only in here once on Christmas Day, but I figured why not come in and do a number of hours and play a bunch of Christmas tunes for you. So Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you're having a nice day. Here's the last Beatles record from 1969.
Now, you lads, have you just shout Happy Christmas for this day?
Hey? Happy Christmas.
Yeah. Got 1, 2, 3.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you, same to you. Happy Christmas.
With your wife Yoko, but do you have any special thoughts for Christmas?
Well, Yoko, it is Christmas, and my special thoughts, of course, tend towards eating.
All right, so eating. Well, what do you like to eat?
Well, I'd like some cornflakes prepared by Parisian hands, and I'd like it blessed by Hare Krishna mantra.
Yes, wishes of a wonderful Christmas.
Have a jolly new year.
Make sure that Christmas
comes once again.
Yes, happy new year.
All the best.
This is George Harrison saying happy Christmas. Happy Christmas. 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 Happy, happy.
Oh, good evening to you, Gene. Good evening to you, gentlemen. Happy to be here. Good evening to you, gentlemen. I fear. Good evening to you one and all. I hope you will enjoy the coming sports day of our life is Mama's little boy.
So how do you like the garden here?
I think it's simply splendid. I'm overwhelmed by its sanctuary.
You don't mind this high gates and things? I mean, the wall.
I always loved the high walls. The Elizabethan high wall is something I've always loved. You see?
Yes.
Lady. That I hope everybody listening to this has a very happy time at Christmas and has a good, fortunate, lucky new year, and a good time to be had by all. To come, we've had the swinging 60s, and I was wondering, Mrs. Lennon, how you saw your place in the 70s.
I think it'll be a quiet, peaceful 70s, hopefully.
You think there's going to be peace, do you?
Yes, and freedom.
I see.
Freedom of mind and everything.
I see. Pretty nice.
Everybody will just be flying around, you know.
Everybody will just be flying around, you see. You understand that?
The air is so crisp and all that. It's just something about
deep and
it,
crisp and even.
And
brightly
sort of,
shone the moon last night.
Like a strange magic, you know, just slowing down the process of our thinking.
Has been of you. Oh, well. Good King Wenceslas last looked out on the feast of Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. New Year.
Take two.
It's warm and nice and comfy.
light, and I'll stick it on the tree.
Merry Christmas, 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 Magic Christian, Magic Christian, Magic Christian, Magic Christian. It's just a plug for the film, Ken. Try and keep it on. This is Ringo saying a Merry Christmas to everybody and a very Happy New Year.
I'd like a big teddy.
I'll get you a big, big teddy then.
Oh, thank you, Mommy.
Yeah, good boy, John.
Oh, yes, Mommy, I will. As long as you get me a teddy bear.
A teddy, teddy bear?
And a train set.
A melting train set, then.
And a man on the moon that goes on the moon. I'm down to the moon. That's right. And lots 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 and lots.
So that's the end of that Beatles' seventh Christmas record from 1969. It's pretty much John and Yoko fooling around for about 6 out of the 8 minutes on there. And I don't get it. I mean, you know, say what you will about Yoko. He fell for her. He loved her to death. But it's like, I don't understand how these artists come in and they just expect everyone to like who they like. It's fine. It's just, you know, go and do your thing. And if you want to make your music, fine. But they just inserted her into the, well, he just inserted her like everywhere into the band at the end. And the other three guys must have just been like, this isn't the Beatles anymore. And I can see how it would cause tension and break up the band. Anyway, it is Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm going to play one bonus Beatles song for you. And then I'm going to get into the Christmas Gift for You album by Phil Spector. He produced the album, and it's pretty amazing. I think you're really going to enjoy it if you've never heard it before. And if you have heard it before, stick around because it's great and you will enjoy it. We'll get back to some really fun Christmas music here on Time Travel. Those Beatles messages, pretty cool, very Christmassy, but nothing you can really sing along to. This next hour, you're going to be able to sing along to a lot of these songs. So thanks again for listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm going to leave you with Free as a Bird by the Beatles, and then we will get into the Phil Spector album as we say goodbye to the Beatles today here on Christmas 2019.
Anyone 5 WMFO Medford.
Made me feel whatever happened to the life that we once knew?
There's the Bells of St. Mary's by Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans. And we had Darlene Love in there with White Christmas, and also the Ronettes with Frosty the Snowman. This is from A Christmas Gift for You from Phil Spector from 1963. Originally, it was called A Christmas Gift for You from Phil's Records. Phil Spector had a studio, and he called it Phil's. And then eventually, this was released as Christmas Gift for You from Phil's Records. And then it said A Christmas Gift for You from Phil Spector, because he actually became very famous as a producer, and he basically took music and made this giant wall of sound treatment. So he took a bunch of secular Christmas standards and had the people that were signed on to his label to come in and sing the songs. And this wall of sound treatment was a formula that he developed at his studio, and it was basically to take studio recording to a new level where it was unusually dense. So there's all kinds of things going on. So there's just sound throughout the entire song. And it's pretty interesting because most of them are about maybe 2 to 3 minutes long, so, which isn't unheard of in that day, but very short and very full, I guess, is how you would say the wall of sound is. But he had some great artists that were signed to his label, and he created one of the best Christmas albums of all time, if not one of the best albums of all time. Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys listed this as his favorite album of all time. he said he loved it. And in 2017, was ranked as the 130th greatest album of the 1960s by Pitchfork. And Rolling Stone magazine listed it on the 500 greatest albums of all time at number 142 in 2003, as well as in 2012. Number 142 on Rolling Stone's magazine of the 500 greatest albums of all time. And it was also included on the 1001 albums you must hear before you die. So you are listening to it today, and unless you die as we're listening to it, you can take it off your list. This next one is from The Crystals, and then back to the Ronettes, Darlene Love, and then more Ronettes and The Crystals again. It's one of my favorite Christmas albums, and I think it's multi-generational at this point, but if it's not, it should be. It's A Christmas Gift to You from Phil Spector here on Time Travel with Chris Earle, covering for Joyce the Voice. Happy Hanukkah to Joyce the Voice. I would be remiss without saying hello to Joyce the Voice, who kindly gave me her hours today. I've been on since noontime. I'm going to be here with you until 7 p.m. So happy Hanukkah to Joyce the Voice, visiting her 103-year-old mother today on this Christmas Day. And I believe she will be back next week. I will be here next week. As far as I know, God willing, of course, but as far as I know, I should be here next week for New Year's Day. I have a few things up in the air for New Year's Eve. I may be performing. I may be going out and seeing a show. There's a few things that I got lined up here. I'm deciding what to do for New Year's. I'm still trying to figure it out here if I want to make some money or have some fun. So, may be in here next week for time travel. I think I should be able to make it. But anyway, I'm here with you regardless until 7 p.m. spinning Christmas hits. Again, here we go. Crystals. Time Travel. 1963.
Jimmy, I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend the holiday. I called on old dear Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. Now Santa is a busy man. He has no time to play. He's got millions of stockings to fill on Christmas Day. You better write your letter now and mail it right away, because he's getting ready, his reindeers and his sleigh. You better watch out.
Yeah.
WMFO Medford.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas from Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. We are in the middle of a Christmas gift for you from Phil Spector. I'm playing the whole album here for you. One of my favorite Christmas records. Just so much fun. A lot of great songs. I just love that wall of sound that he does. And he took some great groups and just brought them up to another level here. Plus, you got like the old Chestnuts. You got White Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, Winter Wonderland, Silent Night. And then he's got, you know, the Crystals, Ronettes, Darlene Love. He even comes on at the end and talks a little bit. It's pretty cool. I think going into hour four, at 4 o'clock into five, so that would be hour five, I think we're going to do silly songs. We'll do some comedy songs from four to five, I think. I'm going to swing it up a little bit and change the format a little bit for an hour, keep myself awake, and I'll play a bunch of comedy stuff from four till five. I'm still taking requests, though. If you want to get in a request, I will play it after the Phil Spector Christmas album. I got one already. It's 855-915-9636. You want to call in, make a request. If you want to call in and say Merry Christmas and say hello, you can do so. You could say it to me on the air. You could say it to me off the air. Merry Christmas, everybody, and goodwill toward all mankind. We continue on with Phil Spector's Christmas album. It's Darlene Love with probably my favorite off the album. Here we go.
Yeah. Christmas, everybody.
Express my feelings about the album to which you have just listened.
an album that has been in the planning for many, many months. First, let me thank all the people who worked so hard with me in the production of this album and in my endeavor and desire to bring something new and different to the music of Christmas and to the recording industry, which is so much a part of my life. Of course, the biggest thanks goes to you for giving me the opportunity to relate my feelings of Christmas through the music that I love. At this moment, I am very proud of all the artists, and on behalf of all of them, the Crystals, the Ronettes, Darlene Love, Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans, and myself, may we wish you the very merriest of Christmases and the happiest of New Years. And thank you so very much for letting us spend this Christmas with you.
WMFO in Medford. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel, here with you every week from 5 to 7 p.m., although today I'm here from 12 to 7 p.m. on your Christmas Day of 2019. I figured I'd come in here and play a whole bunch of tunes. I went and saw my brother and his family this morning. Then I figured I'd come in here and bust out a bunch of tunes and then just relax tonight and, you know, enjoy a little fire and a tree and watch a little TV. And that's how I'm going to end 2019 Christmas. It sounds very relaxing right now. I'm going to play a request all the way from upstate New York. Connor wanted to hear this one. It's Travis Scott versus Mariah Carey with A Very Sicko Christmas is what it's called. And then we will go into a bunch of silly songs this next hour here on The Christmas Show 2019. Thanks for listening to your freeform station. It is WMFO in Medford.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of the Supremes. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy. See you.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop